This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Forecasters are now using the word catastrophic to describe how strong Hurricane Dorian may be when it slams into Florida late on Monday or early Tuesday morning. The governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis, says it's too early to make decisions about evacuations, but when evacuations are ordered, the people who are supposed to abide by them better do so.
They're not going to do that lightly. I mean, they're doing that because they're anticipating really significant storm surge that can be life-threatening.
President Trump tweets he was unfairly treated after the release of the Inspector General's report on former FBI Chief James Comey. The report says Comey mishandled personal memos that he wrote about the private meetings he had with President Trump. The president tweets that tens of millions of his supporters had their rights and liberties stripped away by a dishonest fool. And this is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The CEO of e-cigarette company Juul is telling people who do not currently smoke not to use his products. Kevin Burns says, don't vape. In an interview with CBS, Burns says that people who don't already use nicotine are not Juul's target customers. Burns has already apologized to families of teens addicted to e-cigs, which he says were intended only for adults. Brace yourself as I'm about to tell you how many children in America have now died just this summer in hot cars. 37, counting a child who died yesterday in North Carolina when the little boy's mother drove to work and didn't remember that the boy was still in the car. Pineville Police Lieutenant Corey Copley says it's an emotional time for everyone, so they're not focusing on whether they're going to charge the mother yet.
And as you can imagine, losing a child, just very frantic, very upset, very emotional, to say the least.
And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The Commerce and Labor Departments release new reports on the state of the U.S. economy. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details.
The Commerce Department report on the GDP is another sign the economy may be slowing. The department's second reading of economic growth in the second quarter showing it grew at a rate of 2%. It was in line with what estimates had been before the numbers were out. It's down slightly from the first reading of 2.1%, and it's below the 3.1% that the economy grew during the first 3 months of the year. First-time unemployment claims were up by 4,000 last week.
A Republican lawmaker agrees with a decision made by the Department of Homeland Security regarding the border. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
Republican Congressman Doug Collins of Georgia defended the Department of Homeland Security's decision to bar Democratic House staffers from visiting Customs and Border Protection facilities at the U.S.-Mexico border. Collins tells Fox News,
I think it sends a message to say, look, if you want to come down here and do the role that you're supposed to be, and that is to learn, that is to find out how we fix this problem, not simply demagogue this problem, then I think there's a way that we can make sure that it is open, and we need to have oversight down there. But if you go down there to interrupt what is actually happening, when you become the distraction, when you become the problem, then that's over the line, and I think they took the steps at this point to say, we're not going to have this, we have a job to do, you're here to observe the job, Ask proper questions, do what you need to do, but also don't try to interfere with what's going on here either.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It's why we pursue the truth no matter where it leads, because those are the anchoring points that our country can rely on and feel secure about when the information that we're receiving is based on some sense of objectivity and not partisanship, and certainly not a hidden agenda. I am Bill Martinez, 6 minutes after the top of the hour, and our next guest, John O'Connor, has written a book that's going to be coming out in November that you'll want to get your hands on, because in this book, it's interesting that he points out that it is what happened several decades ago during Watergate kind of became the portal for today's partisan advocacy journalism. John, let's bring you on here right now. Welcome to the show. Good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Great to be here. Yeah.
Can we talk a little bit about your book? I mean, this is kind of a prequel here. I know it's not to be released until November 5th, and I didn't see an embargo, so I want to ask you and get your permission first if we can talk about the book that will be released in November, titled Postgate, How the Washington Post Betrayed Deep Throat, Covered Up Watergate, and Began Today's Partisan Advocacy Journalism. Do I have your permission on that?
Oh, you sure do, and I would like to get people interested in it for the very reasons you stated so articulately earlier. We need to have a society in which our media report objective fact, because that's yes. What democracy depends upon. And oddly enough, for years, I was the biggest cheerleader for Watergate journalism as being just objective, and even though the Post may not have liked Richard Nixon and maybe had a bit of an attitude toward him that Nixon was deposed based on objective fact. I no longer believe that after my research. I was somewhat shocked, and really it sort of disillusioned in a way. Now, to be sure, I had always thought that the so-called investigative journalism after Watergate never met its high standards. And I was always puzzled as to why we couldn't have better reporting like Watergate. Well, as it turns out, Watergate wasn't so accurately reported. And it really became the template for today's so-called investigative journalism. And let's think about it. If the media is just trying to report who, what, when, where, why, that can cut either way. Let the viewer or the audience or the reader decide. But once you say you're doing investigative journalism, that almost implies or does imply a target, the skin you're going to get on the wall. And once that is so, then two things follow from that. Number one, like a lawyer who could argue a case to a jury without an opponent, want to get the target. You're not there just to present objective facts. You're there to get a skin on the wall. So that's a big part. That's a natural, it's almost a natural, it's almost like saying to anyone who handles cash in a business, I don't care whether it's a bartender or anybody else, hey, by the way, money's coming in. You have ultimate, I'm trust you to do the right thing with it, but nobody's going to check on you. Well, that's right. What happens with, and there are going to be a certain number of people that will take advantage of that and take a little cash. I don't care who you are. It doesn't have to be a bartender. It can be a lawyer with unfettered access to a trust account. You know, and so I think Diogenes was the guy with the lamp that looked around for the honest man. Well, the problem is these investigative journalists determine what they're going to report and what they're not. The other thing is that there's also a selectivity in what subjects are investigated. If, for instance, Hillary Clinton wants to approve 20% of United States uranium to be sold to Russia and her foundation gets $130 million, you can decide to investigate that or not. And so if you don't investigate it, well, everything must be okay. It's not in the papers. It's not in the media. So that's what we have as a result of Watergate. We have partisan advocacy journalism. And so it's so important that, number one, that we look and see what happened in Watergate. Because this this scandal and the reporting is in our history books. There are people in junior high school that are reading about this. So I just think it's really a matter of public interest to me. I mean, I think people need to know this.
Well, and this is good stuff here, because what you're sharing really helps us understand that this model, this, if you can say, internal software has been applied, and this is the operating system for journalism today. I've long said the reason that journalism exists is to document history. And what are we going to have during this period of time, John? Is there going to be, you know, all these reports that come, you know, through these journalistic portals, do they have to come with an asterisk indicating that they were, you know, prejudiced, that they really weren't as objective in the name of objectivity as they claim?
Well, that's right. I looked at just what's happened recently. You know, we're dealing with very high-level matters. This isn't the investigation of a local grocery store. This is, we're talking about investigations of the presidency. I mean, this is the foundation of our democracy. And yet, people are still, some media are still persisting in saying, for example, let me give you one example. Supposedly, George Papadopoulos, who was indicted for this, met with a Russian connected professor, this Maltese professor, Joseph Mifsud.
Right.
Just 2 months ago, James Comey reported in the Washington Post that Papadopoulos had met with a Russian agent. And there are still people, the Doonesbury comics, they talked about all the Russian agents that the Trump administration had met with. Yet, a seventh grader would know that Joseph Mifsud is a Western intelligence guy. He teaches classes with Claire Smith, the chief security vetter for British intelligence, the chief officer of British intelligence that knows who's a spy and who isn't, and they teach a class about it, and supposedly he's a Russian spy. I'm sorry. And that's so absurd. It's ridiculous. Yet there are millions and millions of people in this country who think that there's something shadowy about this guy and about Papadopoulos meeting with him, whereas the opposite inference is that Western intelligence obviously sent in somebody to try to entrap him. That's just an but think about, if you're not telling that fact to the public, what history is being written here? Like you say, we're sort of, it's almost the first draft of history, I think Woodward has always called it. And think about what first drafts we're writing. It's very scary, and we have to demand more from the media.
Well, especially because you think if they can take down a president in their attempt of what they've done with Donald Trump, what does that mean for the rest of us? I mean, get out of the way. I mean, they are in full control. John O'Connor is with us, and we're going to go deeper into his new book and a couple of other issues as well, time willing. So stay with us right here.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention timeshare owners. Are high maintenance fees driving you crazy? Well, how would you like to rent or even sell your timeshare and eliminate your maintenance fees? Now you can by making one quick call to Timeshares by Owner, a national company with an A+ BBB rating that specializes in helping consumers sell or rent their timeshares. And if you call right now, we'll give you a free timeshare market evaluation and explain to you our exclusive double your money back guarantee. Now you don't need to be wasting money on a timeshare you don't always use. You can rent or even sell it. Call right now and get your free market report and learn about our industry-leading double your money back guarantee. Learn your options now on how to sell or rent your timeshare and eliminate most of the cost and headaches. Call now. 800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. That's 800-715-6093.
Looking for high-speed internet where you live but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available in your area. As your local authorized HughesNet retailer, Whole Home Connect makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds, unlimited data with no hard data limits, with built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now and for a limited time, get free standard installation and free equipment with HughesNet from Whole Home Connect. You'll enjoy internet service that lets you do more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. That's 800-696-6902.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez, live.
'Cause even in the madness, there is peace. Drowning out the voices all around me through all of this chaos. You are writing a symphony, a symphony.
Hey, we're back with you, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Our conversation with John O'Connor, famed Deep Throat attorney and author of the book Postgate, How the Washington Post Betrayed Deep Throat, covered up Watergate and began today's partisan advocacy journalism. You know, the old axiom, John, is true. People do that which they get rewarded for. It's the old, you know, business axiom that we've learned and appreciated through the ages. And as you were saying earlier about investigative reporting, how it has turned And you bring something to the debate here and raise our awareness about investigative reporting, that just by definition, it should, cause some red flags to jump up. But today we honor investigative reporters. It's like, they're just honored, insightful individuals, but yet they come in many cases with a preconceived notion, almost by definition, the way investigative journalism has evolved today, does it not?
Yeah. Think about the rewards, the incentives that Watergate throws out there for these aspiring young journalists who flooded the journalism schools after Watergate. Let's think about it. Journalists, investigative journalists, are now, unlike the past, political power players capable of killing a king. Think about that. Capable of deposing a king and with great honors. So you have a political power player. You're rewarded with, Pulitzer Prizes and other awards suggesting you're a great, advancer, for want of a better word, of the human cause. You are honored as an intellectual. You get great financial success. There are books and movies. You're played by Robert Redford and Dustin Hoffman and Jason Robards. How cool can you get?
Exactly.
You have psychic rewards. You have financial rewards. You have all kinds. And all you have to do is slant your reporting. All you have to do is put that skin on the wall. But if you don't get the skin on the wall, if you come out and say, well, yeah, now look, Nixon did do this and do that, and he obstructed justice, but really, actually, some of this comes from the CIA having infiltrated his White House and has pushed his lower lieutenants into this stupid scheme, and it really had nothing to do with the campaign. Let's say you put that truth out there. Well, what have you done? You haven't really killed the king, have you? You've just told the truth, and the audience is better off for it. But are you better off personally? No. You see the incentives. You see the rewards you get. Woe to that reporter that actually says something nice about Trump these days. I mean, you can't do
without
it.
Yeah, you're kicked out of the cocktail party circuit in Washington, D.C., right?
Right, and that's the negative incentive. So all you have to do is stay on message, and the person that is most able to depose that president is the hero. And that's the game that's being played, and that's the person that's going to reap the rewards now. And that also includes, to a certain degree, government people. I mean, James Comey was looking to be a rock star himself by deposing Trump. Now, he didn't quite make it, but he thought he did. And he thought he was going to get that obstruction charge on him and so forth, and was writing up the president. But you see the incentives out there. They're incentives that mainly are based upon this template of Watergate journalism. So I think it's a profound danger. And think about it. Everyone is accountable in our society. Everyone. You can't name any sector that is not accountable. Movie stars now are finally becoming accountable. Athletes, of course, businessmen are, politicians are, and so forth. But there's one sector of society that's not accountable at all, and that's the investigative journalists. That's the media. Who will watch the watches? Yeah. They've got unfettered power.
And look at what they've done in the last 3 years. They have taken 63 million votes and have done everything they can to almost nullify those votes, and have hampered the president and our country. Here we are trying to right the ship after 8 miserable years. We've got a CEO type of leader in the White House for the first time pretty much in our history, certainly modern history. And, you know, things are starting to happen in a personal, you know, in a very exciting and robust sort of way, a positive way, I should say, for all Americans, regardless of what this race card stuff that they want to throw out there. I mean, I haven't seen, you know, unemployment numbers that have transcended the entire genre of our demography like Donald Trump's policies have, but yet he's regarded as a white supremacist, a racist, and all this stuff, even though for decades he has said just the opposite, and which is, you know, it's laughable, John, because they say, well, if he would just say that he wasn't, we would believe him. He's been saying this for decades, and you don't believe him. But the consequence of all this is that you've retarded our growth. I mean, we're now down, they've had to adjust the GDP, we're at 2%. President Obama and all the economic geniuses of his administration said maybe 1.8, we'd be lucky to hit 2. There we were looking at 3%. I think we'd be well on our way to maybe 4 or 5% GDP if we got these obstructors out of the way and we had people realizing that we're all wearing the same home jersey. It's red, white, and blue. It says USA on the front of it. That's the jersey and that's the team we're cheering for. But instead, you get these antithetical elements in our government and in our culture that are almost burning novena candles, John, for a recession.
Well, yeah. Now think about this. What's the main argument right now against Trump? Oh, he's so divisive. He's so divisive, and you see these people talk about how, gosh, they're just tired. They're exhausted because of the era of Trump. Oh, it's so exhausting. Can't we return to normal discourse? Well, guess who's doing that? Guess who's exhausting us?
Yes.
The people who support Trump are not exhausting anybody. It's the it's the investigative media, the steady drumbeat. Think of how much psychic civic energy has been used up by the Russiagate investigation when we should be focusing on immigration, on all sorts of things, our
trade
problems.
You know,
yeah,
exactly.
Trade and speak with one voice so that China knows we're speaking with one voice, as opposed to trying to run out the clock and get rid of Trump. You know, so they can cut a deal again that's favorable to them. Same with Iran. We should be united together in a common purpose. Even if at come election we decide, you know, people don't like Trump, that's one thing. But that's not what's happening. It's a steady drumbeat of trying to weaken the guy. And they're not really so weakening him so much as they're weakening our country. And
exactly.
That's the problem. You know, how much time and effort was wasted on a phony investigation? I don't blame, by the way, I'm an old friend of Bob Mueller's. I don't blame him. He was hired to be a hammer, as to which everything was to be a nail. Now I have problems with the staff he put together. I don't think he did it. I think it was probably his assistants put it together. But the real problem is that we had a Russian investigation. The real problem is that we had that and it got going at all, and that voices were not raised to say, wait a second, what are we doing? Let's end this, or let's not begin it. But that's not what happened.
No, it's they're keeping to the con. I mean, Jerry Nadler, he's insisting. I mean, all roads lead to impeachment as far as he's concerned. And what a waste of time, as you say, and especially when speaking of the media, 90%, you got to know it's purposeful when 90% of the reporting is negative toward Trump. So it's no wonder that guys like you and I who are trying to have a reasonable conversation with family and friends find it most difficult. And, well, maybe we'll just talk about sports instead, right?
Well, right, and think about what that does to our society. John, I have trouble having a decent conversation.
Exactly. We're out of time. More from John O'Connor. You know our conversation is going to continue down the road. Thank you, John.
You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Forecasters are now using the word catastrophic to describe how strong Hurricane Dorian may be when it slams into Florida late on Monday or early Tuesday morning. The governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis, says it's too early to make decisions about evacuations, but when evacuations are ordered, the people who are supposed to abide by them better do so.
They're not going to do that lightly. I mean, they're doing that because they're anticipating really significant storm surge that can be life-threatening.
President Trump tweets he was unfairly treated after the release of the Inspector General's report on former FBI Chief James Comey. The report says Comey mishandled personal memos that he wrote about the private meetings he had with President Trump. The president tweets that tens of millions of his supporters had their rights and liberties stripped away by a dishonest fool. And this is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live. Turn it up.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour on this start of a Labor Day weekend. May it be a safe one for you. Of course, we're praying for a lot of friends and family back in Florida. It seems that some of these models are showing Dorian coming right for our area where in which we live in central Florida. Well, actually, I guess they regard it as South Central. We're right there in Port St. Lucie, just right above West Palm Beach, and some of the models show it heading right for us. So many of our friends have been out there, collecting needed materials to hunker down and, of course, pay attention to, as Ron DeSantis said, to any of the warnings and evacuations that are necessary. So, anyway, our prayers go out to them. And, we're here in Hawaii, visiting our grandson and who was just born, and our other grandson, 3-year-old. But the new one is doing great. I mean, he came 6 weeks. He was not even supposed to be here. He's not supposed to be here until almost mid-September, but decided, I want to see what's happening, and so he came here early. By the grace of God, he is just thriving. He's doing great. He's gaining a pound a day, an ounce a day, a little more than an ounce a day, and so he started at 4 pounds, 3 ounces. He's now over 6 pounds, and healthy and bouncing, and just I'm telling you, between he and his brother, Maui is not going to be the same. I just sense there's going to be a lot of things happening with the Phelps boys down the road here. With us right now, I want to bring on John Kufas, Director of Reentry Initiatives with Right on Crime, the leading conservative criminal justice reform organization, and talking about Labor Day, we're going to be talking about finding work. And even though our low unemployment numbers are, you know, absolutely stellar these days, it is tough when you have a criminal record. Boy, I'll tell you, there is a lot of talent that is residing, you know, with these individuals, I believe, who have paid the price. And when you have paid the price, then, you know, to me, you start over. It's tough enough already. And John, let's bring you on here. And maybe I'm, you know, just sharing and I'm preaching to the choir here. But we need to, you know, adjust our perspectives in such a way that we see people as human beings who made a mistake, paid the price. They have something to offer. And at the very core of our happiness is a job. And we need to embrace and get them back into the construct of our communities and our society and, you know, contributing. And those that we find who are given that opportunity to contribute absolutely flourish, do they not, John?
Absolutely. It's good to be with you, and thank you for amplifying these important issues. You know, the dignity of work just cannot be overstated. And, it, you know, it, mm-hmm. when you take someone who is exiting incarceration, who wants to work, who's looking to reunify with their family, who's looking to do anything but reoffend, getting them a job mm-hmm. is a win-win for everyone because,
Exactly.
Study after study shows that workforce development leads to public safety.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and here it is. You have people whose lives, there's an opportunity for them to turn their lives around. And you think about the anecdotal experience and expression that they contribute to the community by saying, look, I am. You know, I was an offender. I paid the price. You do not want to go down that road. It is not worth it because, for example, I cannot reclaim 20 years of my life that I spent, you know, chilling out in a jail cell or in a prison. You know, to what value did I serve to my family at the time? The only thing I can do is redeem that time by saying, look, I learned from my mistakes and I'm eager to do the best I can on behalf of my family and the community, right?
That's exactly right. And if folks are willing to do that, it's incumbent upon us as a society to make sure that we can create environments where they can succeed. Now, like anything mm-hmm. in this country or in the world, is everything going to be 100%? Of course not. But when right. we think about it as a society, there's a moral imperative for this, but even just straight dollars and cents. A person coming out of prison who can find meaningful employment, first of all, they're no longer draining our tax bases. They become tax bases, right? That's the first thing.
Right.
The second thing is folks are now paying child support. They're paying restitution. Because they're paying child support and restitution, they're oftentimes we see them reunifying with their children. And no one's measured the effect of those families reintegrating and reunifying. And when you do that, I mean, that's the cornerstone of a community, is it not? Right? Families
yes.
that love each other, that come together, that are part of the civic fabric of our society, that candidly can use their experience, their lived experience, as hopefully a warning to the youth to not walk down that same path, and as mm-hmm. and to show the country, you know, what's possible in America. And America is a place where if you're willing to work, right, if you're willing to put yourself out there, you know, success can come to you. And if we arbitrarily shut doors of those who want to do the right thing, well, the only thing that they have left is to go back to doing the wrong thing, which doesn't serve anyone.
Exactly.
It actually creates more victims.
Mm-hmm. John, we may not have the evidence to say what it means for a father who has been away from his children and now has come back into their lives and what kind of effect that has had. We may not have that, but we definitely have enough information to demonstrate that families without a father, children without a father, are left at a distinct disadvantage. These are people that end up, you know, in the system, in the judicial system themselves in a negative way. The odds of their success are, you know, are so much against them that it is amazing and short, nothing short of a miracle when you read and hear of how these kids and their single parents are able to overcome these odds. But again, this is the possibility of America, and what we try to do is put the odds in our favor, not against us. And so here we have a chance to bring people back into the fold, and we should be able to do this. I mean, for the sake of, you know, as you say, John, their own humanity, and I say human potential, because God only knows, you know, with these people, and I'm sure maybe this is something that happens, you know, within the criminal system, but, you know, I believe that the talents of these people that are in jail should be assessed. Because if you know what you're dealing with, I mean, you know, in some cases, John, these guys are geniuses, and these women are geniuses, and they're under-evaluated because they, you know, they did the crime, they're paying the time, they're doing the time, as they say, but in some cases, we misinterpret their potential that they can have for their communities.
That's exactly right. You know, one of the things we work on heavily at Right on Crime is ensuring that all prisons use a validated tool to create an individualized reentry plan. And individualized reentry plans begin with proper assessment. So that way you know what sort of talent base you have. And this is something, by the way, that the president made sure was in the First Step Act when it was signed federally. Mm-hmm. So now a brand new assessment tool has come out for all federal prisoners. So they're going to be assessed, and they're going to be partnered on the way out into the Bureau of Prisons Ready to Work initiative, where employers can contact the Bureau of Prisons and say, I need this many folks who were skilled with in the electrical trades or plumbing. Returning to the District of New Jersey, do you have anyone? And that's actually creating that public-private partnership. It's tremendously inspiring. It's going to do big things for the nation.
See, John, this is why it's important to have a businessman in the Oval Office. I mean, how many other presidents could really, I mean, for Donald Trump, this is academic. You know, you assess, you know, the talent pool, and you put them in front of an opportunity, and it kind of takes care of itself, you know, considering that we're doing everything else as best we can on their behalf. John Kupis is with us, Director of Reentry Initiatives. And we've got more from you.
This is Dan Perkins from Songs and Stories for Soldiers with your Veterans Tip of the Day. Have you noticed that interest rates on home loans have dropped at least 1% in the last 6 months? Did you miss the opportunity to refi your home mortgage the last time interest rates were heading lower? Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. Get focused and know the facts of your existing mortgage. So go to the safe or the shoebox, wherever you have important papers, and look through it and find your mortgage. Next, look through it and find out these three things. When did you take out the loan? The year. How much did you borrow? The amount. And what is the interest rate? Percentage. Write this down on a sticky and put it on the fridge and start looking at bankrate.com for mortgage interest rate. If the new rate is 1% or more lower than the rate on the fridge, start looking at a refi. Remember, a refi puts money in your pocket. This has been Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
This message is sponsored by AmeriGlide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call AmeriGlide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple 2-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stairlift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
You know, if you've been listening to the show long enough, you know that we're givers, and any time we get our hands on things, we like to just pass them through. And the Kendrick brothers were kind enough to give us some passes for their new movie, Overcomer. We want you to go with our compliments. And I've got free passes, okay, a pair of passes. All you got to do is drop me an email. And then, because obviously this is going to be done on email, because I can get these tickets to you right away. Tell me you want to be in the hopper. We're going to put your name in the hopper. We draw it out, you know, and boy, winner, 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 chicken dinner. You get to go see Overcomer, this incredibly family-friendly movie that you're going to love. A-plus cinematic rating. That's kind of rare. But leave it to the Kendrick boys. They've done it again. This is the third time that they've done that. Great accomplishment. The movie, you are going to, I will warn you, you're going to laugh. You're going to cry. You're going to be inspired. You're going to be challenged. And most of all, you're going to be entertained as well. This is a great movie. And you may have heard me mention that a lot of my friends who have seen War Room, you know, and this one are quite challenged, because War Room was always their most favorite of the Kendrick Brother movies. But this one is challenging it. So let me know your thoughts. But before you do, make sure you get that email off to me, bill@billmartinezlive.com. And good luck to you, okay? John Kufis continues with us, Director of Reentry Initiatives with Right on Crime, the leading conservative criminal justice reform organization. And, you know, John, we were talking about being so grateful for a president, a true CEO in the Oval Office, who understands human potential and appreciates that. Look, if you have paid your debt to society, you should have a fair shot to come back and re-enter. And, you know, and especially at a time when unemployment is at an all-time low and we've got more jobs than people to fill them, well, then I think this is a perfect opportunity for those coming out of, you know, these institutions to really look at this as a golden opportunity for them to start all over again. And hopefully, you know, businesses, our society, the families can be welcoming to the reentry of, you know, these previously, you know, adjudicated criminals, to say, look, at you've been forgiven. Let's come back. Let's do it again. And let's do a do-over, so to speak. And with best put forward and the best opportunity available to you, you know, for the sake of the family and the community and your own self. Let's give it another shot, right?
Absolutely. You know, the president deserves a tremendous amount of credit. I had the privilege of being one of the advocates on the First Step Act. I had the privilege of being in the Oval Office with the president when it was signed. And 2 months ago, the president introduced me on stage to talk about second chance hiring. So what's additionally inspiring is the fact that not only did he get it done, but that he continues to put the weight of the administration behind the implementation piece. And, you know, this is one of the only fields you can work in where you can literally see miracles happen every day. I just want to share a couple with you. You know, in my own personal life, I was a relatively high-profile defense lawyer from New Jersey, and I was not living right, had a tremendous alcohol problem. In 2011, I crashed my car driving drunk and nearly killed someone. And I tried to lie my way out of it. And thank the Lord that person lived. I would go to prison in New Jersey, and I would find sobriety and, through the grace of God, redemption. And I would go on to build reentry programs. Let me tell you something. When I was in state prison in New Jersey, even though I was this relatively well-known lawyer, nobody asked me for money. But nearly everybody asked me for a job. And when you lock with another individual, you really get to know them. And they say, John, if I had a job, I wouldn't have to continue to sell drugs. I could see my daughter. I could pay for her medical bills, et cetera, et cetera. I could pay my victims. So when I got out, that's what I dedicated a lot of my life to doing. I had a chance meeting with some folks in New Jersey. Chris Christie was the governor, was doing some great stuff in this space. And I was able to help on a team to build a reentry program in New Jersey before joining Right on Crime. And we would see individuals come out of prison homeless, and we would help them guide them into a shelter. And, you know, in a few months, these folks could be union apprentices, right? Because we fixed those issues. They were getting jobs as truck drivers. They were getting jobs, again, in the trades. They were getting jobs, some of them in offices. They were getting jobs and contributing to society. And we'd get them a job, and then, you know, you wouldn't see them for a few months because they get a job and they're living their life. And then they'd stop by the office with their daughter or their son, right? And if that doesn't melt your heart, that, you know, they're buying their son or daughter ice cream, going to a ball game with them, right? They are living the American dream, because employers are giving people chances. And that's what we're seeing in this country as well. We're seeing the employment community, in large part because of the president's leadership, getting behind this issue as well. Even the Society for Human Resources Management, which has over 300 human resources officers across the country in their ranks, they have a Getting Talent Back to Work pledge, a whole initiative that's led by their CEO to link the business community to return to folks coming out of prison. So it is one of those things where you see folks overcoming addiction, overcoming tragedy, overcoming their past to make a better future for their families and, candidly, for themselves and all of us. Because a person who's working, as I mentioned in the beginning, employment is one of the biggest protective factors against reoffense that we have. Right now, someone much wiser than me said, the best social welfare program in the world is a job. And there's a lot of truth to that.
Exactly. That is awesome. What a great story, John. And I appreciate you being, you know, so honest about it, you know, about your experience, because this encourages others. You know, like you say, if this could happen to you, how many others? I mean, you know, how many other stories like yours are in this naked city?
Sure. And, you know, when you talk about the importance of reentry, I'll use my own situation. So I come out penniless, house foreclosed upon. I moved in with a roommate from law school. But the New Jersey State Parole Board was a real partner in my recovery. They made sure that I was, went to outpatient treatment to continue my alcohol treatment upon release when I was paroled, because they knew if John was sober, these things wouldn't have happened. So think about a situation where we didn't care about reentry, right? And they just let me back out and never offer me any treatment. Well, unless I might have succeeded, but I also might have started drinking again. And we see that what my drinking did nearly took another's life. And you know, that's what I talk about, is when we do this right, we save tomorrow's victims. Because I think that we all have an interest in making sure, if you have an addiction, whatever your issues were that led you to crime, if we resolve that, we actually get a different person than went in. And that's what we really want, right? We don't want people coming out worse. We want people coming out better, but we have to give those minor adjustments that people need.
Mm-hmm. And recidivism kind of manages itself at that point, doesn't it?
Oh, sure. I mean, you're a totally different person when you're not using. Ask anyone with an addiction, or anyone who's had a family member had an addiction, right? That's just a different person when they're using, no matter what.
Exactly.
So if you fix that, you can then, and many, I was lucky that my program of recovery was faith-based. I'm going to tell you, I wasn't living right. You know, I grew up in poverty. My father was in federal prison, and he was a fugitive for a number of years. And I was not living right. God was someone that I incorrectly blamed for everything wrong in my life and gave no credit for all the wonderful things I had that I couldn't see. And you know what? When I started pairing that spirituality and God with my recovery, I'm married. I just had a baby girl last month named Vienna.
Oh, congratulations. Good job. All right.
I mean, life, and I get to be a part of making this country better and safer. And candidly, that's what recovery is all about. It's about helping the next person in need once you get to where you need to be. So I cannot even believe that this is my life. I am incredibly blessed.
Well, that's awesome. What a great story. John, help us understand here in this country how America needs to, you know, come alongside and support the First Step Act. What are we supposed to do?
Oh, well, I think the first thing we need to remember is that the First Step Act touches the federal prison population only. But when the federal prison population is released home, they're released to the state. So all the state services that are needed need to be optimized. And the number one thing is the business community. So I would encourage business leaders, leaders of chambers of commerce, leaders of industry in the states to recognize that this is a big federal issue, they're coming back to every one of the districts in the country. So when the business community gets involved, great things can happen. Because even when inmates, and I can tell you having been an inmate, even when inmates hear that businesses are interested in the potential to hire someone in prison, that hope spreads throughout the unit like wildfire, right? And then guys are calling home saying, how do I get involved in this? I would encourage any business leader, any chamber of commerce leader, you can call me or email me. I'd be happy to walk you through how we can do this right.
So how do they contact you, John?
So you could email me at JGK, my initials, JGK, at rightoncrime.com.
It's just that simple. And for more information, give them the website.
www.rightoncrime.com, just like it's spelled.
John Kufos has been our guest. And, John, thank you so much for sharing so vulnerably and openly with us. And look forward to having you back. He's the Director of Reentry Initiatives with Right on Crime, the leading conservative criminal justice reform organization. Great job, John. Appreciate it. Take care. God bless.
Thank you. God bless you. And God bless people in Florida right now.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Most of you know that heart